It's the StoryCorps podcast, and we've got two conversations in this episode. The first comes from Asheville, North Carolina. Colin Smith is 22. Back when he was a sophomore in high school, Colin was in a car accident that left him quadriplegic. Ernest Green, who's 72, attended the same church as Colin's family. He'd never met Colin, but decided to help. Ernest offered to do whatever was needed, from taking Colin to school to helping him shave. And when Colin began college, Ernest went too.
What made you decide to go to college with me?
Well, I looked at your life, and I roughly estimated that it would have cost $50,000 a year for somebody to be with you 24 hours a day, 5 days a week, so that you could go to school. It sure wouldn't have been in the cards for me to have to pay that kind of money. I didn't figure it was going to be in the cards for you and your family. And so I offered to go to school with you. Can you remember what your attitude was towards me that first year at college?
I wanted to be just like any other college student, and that's just not possible. I knew I needed help, but at the same time, I wanted to do my own thing like my friends.
That first year, you didn't hardly want me to open my mouth.
Yeah, I got more comfortable, and it was really cool in class. Sometimes the professor would ask you questions.
And sometimes I was asleep and didn't hear the question.
Yeah, I'd have to nudge you, and he's like, what? What'd they ask me? But you've allowed me to do anything and everything. Did you ever think, what have I got myself into, taking care of me?
Probably a few times. My day started at 4:30 in the morning. Sometimes it was 14, 16-hour days. And at that point, I was getting very tired. I'd be ready to go home, and you were
ready to do something else. Yeah, sometimes compromising isn't the easiest thing to do.
Both of us pretty strong-willed, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Tell me about graduation day.
Well, I had already decided I wasn't going to let somebody else push me across the stage.
So about time they put me up the stage, the president of college started talking about the way you went to school with me.
And gave you your diploma.
And gave me my diploma. I was ready to go, and then all of a sudden he's like, hold on. He ended up giving you an honorary degree.
I don't think I'd been any more shocked in my life. I didn't think I'd done anything more than any other person ought to do.
We started together, and we finished together. That was only fitting because you were my hands and feet when I couldn't use mine. So it's more than just being a friend. You're like a father to me, a grandfather, and you became family.
Colin Smith and Ernest Green. They received their degrees in 2013 from High Point University in North Carolina.
Government of the people, for the people, by the people.
Sometimes people say things in a StoryCorps booth that are considered a little too risque for the morning commute, and we can't run them on the radio. That was the case with this next story. We love it, though, and we wanted to share it with you, our podcast listeners, even though we couldn't get it on air. It's 90-year-old Rita Fisher talking with her son, Jay, who's 65. When they visited StoryCorps in New York, they looked back on a conversation they had in the 1980s when Jay first told Rita that he was gay.
When you called and came out, it was quite a shock. I had no inkling, none whatsoever. You tell me you're gay, and I said, listen, give me a half an hour to come to my cell, and I'll call you back. And so I did call back, and I said, this is not telephone discussion. I think you best come speak with Dad and I. But don't worry, we're going to love you the same way.
When you talked about not knowing about me being gay, I mean, I consider you a lot of things, but dumb isn't one of them. And I had left so many clues.
I don't know what clues you're talking about.
I had somebody over 3 times a week for 5 years.
In my house?
In your house. I had a fuck buddy.
That's what you call them, fuck buddies?
Well, no. I can call them a lot of things, but
I don't know what you call them, but I didn't know, and that's all. I would not be so dumb now. I have what they call gaydar.
God bless.
I can pick them up in a minute. And the very high point for me was when you, Jay, and Michael had your commitment ceremony.
Yes.
Dad and I were celebrating our 50th wedding anniversary, and you suggested that we make it a joint celebration. And when Dad and I walked you down that aisle, I was so overwhelmed that I thought I was going to drop dead from a heart attack. It was one of my bursting moments of pride.
I consider you a blessing to both me and Michael. And that's as best as I can put it.
I think straight parents should be involved with their gay children. I told everybody and anybody who would listen to me that I had a gay son and that I was very proud of my gay son.
That's Rita Fisher with her son Jay in New York. And this seems like a good time to mention our newest initiative, launching in June. It's called StoryCorps Out Loud, collecting the stories of the LGBTQ community. Listen for Out Loud on NPR's Tell Me More and right here on the StoryCorps podcast. I'm Michael Garofalo, and as always, thanks for listening.
All StoryCorps interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress, and you can hear StoryCorps each Friday on NPR's Morning Edition. Major support for StoryCorps comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and through donations from listeners like you. Help keep us going. Become a StoryCorps member today. Find out how and learn about member benefits at StoryCorps.org.